Gleanings from the Psalms. Chapter 83. Psalm 37, a comparison. Fret not yourself, or be not angry, because of evildoers, either envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Surely you did set them in slippery places, you cast them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation, as in a moment? They are utterly consumed with terrors. Since this is the end of evildoers, it is evident that whoever envies them is in reality envying their reward. How foolish! Surely none who consider the end of wickedness can envy anybody's ill-gotten wealth, or be angry when selfish men use oppression. Envy not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. Trust in the Lord, and do good. Dwell in the land, and feed in security. He who trusts in the Lord will do good, and he will dwell securely. 4. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abides forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way, roll your way, unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. This is a promise that is as sure as the existence of God. And it is the means for the solution of all difficult questions, and the removal of all labor troubles, if men would believe it. But men refuse to rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. They become fretful and angry, and take matters into their own hands, and so spoil everything. In the world there will be trouble until the coming of the Lord, because men will be lovers of their own self, but this need not disturb the Christian. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace.